This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. A veteran interview today. Casey Bolton, CEO of Aviva Health, on with us. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good, and talking to folks about Veterans Day. Tell us about your experience, how you came to be in the military.
Yeah, it's a very sordid story of needing money for college, and it's kind of a common path, actually. I was joking about the sordid piece, but I looked into enlisting or becoming an officer, and I started as a young enlisted while I tried to get into ROTC and was successful to get into ROTC, and never thought I would make a career of it, to be honest, but, you know, they kept putting cool assignments in front of me, and I really just realized I enjoyed it and made a career of it.
So what branch were you in?
So I was in the Army. When you do the ROTC thing, they kind of, you don't get to pick, like when you enlist, you kind of can pick where you work based on aptitude scores. And as an officer, it's kind of the opposite. You ask to be in a certain area of the service, and then the military tells you, well, here's your job. And I put number one on my list, Medical Service Corps, which is the administrative arm of Army Medicine, and got lucky and got it.
And where did you end up going during your time in service?
Oh, wow. Well, I never had an overseas assignment. I tried to, but it never panned out. But we were stationed quite a bit in Texas. My first assignment was Fort Hood. Which is in north, it's around Belton, it's in Killeen. Did a lot of tours in San Antonio because of the schoolhouse for the medical departments there. Fort Lewis up in Washington State. We did a stint in Alaska at Fort Wainwright. Kind of never really anything on the East Coast. I tried to avoid the East Coast. So, you know, it was kind of Texas and West.
And where were you from originally?
Actually, just up the road, my wife and I met in Albany and got married when I was finishing up college and then went on active duty.
So how many years were you in?
Well, in the reserves, it was about two-ish, a little bit over two, and then active duty, not quite 28 years. So somewhere in the ballpark between the two, a total of 30 years.
Wow. Along the way, at what point did you decide to make a career of it?
You know, there was different points. So, because you're kind of like, yeah, am I really enjoying this at various points in your career, depending on really, frankly, the assignment. But, you know, Desert Shield and Storm was a turning point for me. I was going to get out, and then because I didn't understand how medical worked for the Army. You don't do things in peacetime the way you do it in a combat zone. When we went to Saudi Arabia, everything made sense. It all clicked. Like, oh, and all of a sudden, my unit leadership were asking my opinions on things. I was like, wait a minute. You know, all that training I got, they actually want to hear about now. They didn't want to hear about it before because it was a distraction to the armor unit's mission. So that was set me aside and said, yeah. But after, when we were in Desert Shield Storm, you know, I really became an important part of the staff, and it all clicked for me. So that was one time. And then later on, it was just kind of, it's right around your 12-year mark. For the officers, there's kind of a tipping point, and you have to make a decision if you want to stay on later, and I did.
And what do you think are some of the things you learned about your time in service?
Oh, my gosh. I would certainly not be the person I am today if I had not served, and I think I think what I would say to start with is that everyone in uniform every day is giving up something to do that job for us. And when I say something, you know, that something is something small to big. I mean, I don't think I ever got to sleep in. So I really protect my sleeping in time on the weekend as much as I can, because I never was a morning person, which is ironic. But I would just say that they talk about the greatest generation, and that's the World War II vets, and they were fantastic, and we all owe them a tremendous debt. But, you know, each generation has had some really, you know, a great generation. I got to tell you, the kids serving today, you know, they do back-to-back. This is a volunteer service, and they know going in, eyes open, that they're probably going to go somewhere. You know, unlike when I was a young officer, we didn't think we were going to go anywhere. So, you know, folks are given – they're definitely – the true patriots of our nation are those who serve in uniform.
And when you think about Veterans Day today, what does it mean to you?
I just think it's a day to pause and reflect and say thank you to my fellow veterans. I mean, I served with some amazing just people that literally we take a bullet for each other. And so it's a day to remind me to check in on them and say, hey, thanks for what you did. And, you know, remember when we were in that one training accident or, you know, da da da. And it just, for me, that's what that is. I appreciate the public saying thank you. And I'm, as all veterans do, we really do. But for me personally, it's more of a time of reflection with my colleagues.
Casey Bolton.
Right now, I just got a text from Sam Gross saying thank you for my service. So that's, you know, Sam's a veteran as well. So, you know, that's kind of what we do.
All right. Casey Bolton from Aviva Health on Veterans Day. Casey, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
8:40 Morning Conversation presented by Garrettson Building Supply.
Hi, this is Paul with Garrettson Building Supply. Here's up your front entry with a